Part 1, 3 years later. Chapter 1. Dessel was lost in the suffering of his job, barely even aware of his surroundings. His arms ached from the endless pounding of the hydraulic jack. Small bits of rock skipped off the cavern wall as he bored through, ricocheting off his protective goggles and stinging his exposed face and hands. Clouds of atomized dust filled the air, obscuring his vision, and the screeching whine of the jack filled the cavern, drowning out all other sounds as it burrowed centimeter by agonizing centimeter into the thick vein of cortosis woven into the rock before him. Impervious to both heat and energy, cortosis was prized in the construction of armor and shielding by both commercial and military interests, especially with the galaxy at war. Highly resistant to blaster bolts, cortosis alloys supposedly could withstand even the blade of a lightsaber. Unfortunately, the very properties that made it so valuable also made it extremely difficult to mine. Plasma torches were virtually useless. It would take days to burn away even a small section of cortosis-laced rock. The only effective way to mine it was through the brute force of hydraulic jacks pounding relentlessly away at a vein, chipping the cortosis free bit by bit. Cortosis was one of the hardest materials in the galaxy. The force of the pounding quickly wore down the head of a jack, blunting it until it became almost useless. The dust clogged the hydraulic pistons, making them jam. Mining cortosis was hard on the equipment, and even harder on the miners. Dez had been hammering away for nearly 6 standard hours. The jack weighed more than 30 kilos, and the strain of keeping it raised and pressed against the rock face was taking its toll. His arms were trembling from the exertion. His lungs were gasping for air and choking on the clouds of fine mineral dust thrown up from the jack's head. Even his teeth hurt. The rattling vibration felt as if it were shaking them loose from his gums. But the miners on Apatros were paid based on how much cortosis they brought back. If he quit now, another miner would jump in and start working the vein, taking a share of the profits. Dez didn't like to share. The whine of the jack's motor took on a higher pitch, becoming a keening wail Dez was all too familiar with. At 20,000 RPM, the motor sucked in dust like a thirsty bantha sucking up water after a long desert crossing. The only way to combat it was by regular cleaning and servicing, and the Outer Rim Ore Works Company preferred to buy cheap equipment and replace it, rather than sinking credits into maintenance. Dez knew exactly what was going to happen next, and a second later, it did. The motor blew. The hydraulic seized with a horrible crunch and a cloud of black smoke spit out the rear of the jack. Cursing Oro and its corporate policies, Dez released his cramped finger from the trigger and tossed the spent piece of equipment to the floor. "Move aside, kid," a voice said. "Gerd." One of the other miners stepped up and tried to shoulder Dez out of the way so he could work the vein with his own jack. Gerd had been working the mines for nearly 20 standard years, and it had turned his body into a mass of hard, knotted muscle. But Dez had been working the mines for 10 years himself, ever since he was a teenager, and he was just as solid as the older man, and a little bigger. He didn't budge. "I'm not done here," he said. "Jack died, that's all. Hand me yours and I'll keep at it for a while." "You know the rules, kid. You stop working and someone else is allowed to move in." Technically, Gerd was right, but nobody ever jumped another miner's claim over an equipment malfunction. Not unless he was trying to pick a fight. Dez took a quick look around. The chamber was empty, except for the two of them, standing less than half a meter apart. Not a surprise, Dez usually chose caverns far off the main tunnel network. It had to be more than mere coincidence that Gerd was here. Dez had known Gerd for as long as he could remember. The middle-aged man had been friends with Hurst, Dez's father, back when Dez first started working the mines at 13. He'd taken a lot of abuse from the bigger miners. His father had been the worst tormentor, but Gerd had been one of the main instigators, dishing out more than his fair share of teasing, insults, and